The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas. Chapter 1. You Won't Escape. In April 1675, a young man rode into a small town in France. His name was D'Artagnan, and he was on his way to Paris to seek his fortune and join the king's musketeers. D'Artagnan was 18 years old. He was riding an ancient yellow horse, all skin and bones, called Rosinante, yet he gazed proudly about him. His blue shirt was old and faded, but his defiant look said, "I am as good as you are." He came from a noble family, even though they were as poor as church mice. D'Artagnan clopped on Rosinante up to the Jolly Miller Inn. There were three men outside, pointing at him and laughing. "Are they laughing at me?" thought D'Artagnan. His hand clenched tight on his sword hilt. How dare they? But no, it was Rosinante they were sniggering about. "Is that a horse I see, or a buttercup?" joked one man. This stranger was tall and handsome, with dark hair and very pale skin. He had a scar on his face. While his friends roared at his joke, he only gave a faint, flickering smile. There was something dangerous and sinister about him. But D'Artagnan was too angry to notice. His face was flushed with rage. His blood pounded in his ears. "Sir," he shouted to the stranger, "if you insult my horse, you insult me. And nobody insults me and gets away with it." He drew his sword and waved it about excitedly. The stranger stared with cool disbelief at the furious young man. He didn't seem worried at all. "You really want to fight me?" he asked calmly. "Are you mad? You don't stand a chance." But D'Artagnan drew his sword and rushed forward. He lunged at the stranger. The stranger skipped aside. "I can't waste time killing this young puppy," he whispered to his friends. "I'm on a top-secret mission for the cardinal. Deal with him." D'Artagnan made another wild lunge, but the stranger had gone. He'd slipped away. D'Artagnan stared frantically around. "Where are you, you coward?" he cried. "You won't escape from me." But then he staggered under a hail of blows. The man's friends were attacking him. D'Artagnan fought back bravely. "Give in, you stubborn idiot," yelled one man. "Never," shrieked D'Artagnan, crumpling to his knees. But then the inn servants joined in. One of them felled D'Artagnan with a floor mop and knocked him out cold. When D'Artagnan woke up in the bedroom of the inn, his head was wrapped in bandages. At first he just felt sick and dizzy. He felt his throbbing head and groaned. Then he remembered that he'd been insulted. On wobbly legs, he stumbled downstairs. "Where is that man with the scar?" D'Artagnan demanded. "Sir," said the innkeeper, "please sit down before you fall down." D'Artagnan collapsed into a chair. In a faint but ferocious voice, he said, "I have a fight to finish. I must defend my honour." "Sir," said the innkeeper soothingly, "you are a brave young man, and we all admire you for it. But I should forget about that stranger. He's a dangerous fellow. He has powerful friends. And besides, you couldn't fight a flea at the moment." D'Artagnan was a hot-headed young man, but he was no fool. He could see the sense of the innkeeper's advice. But he wasn't going to forget about the stranger with the scarred face. He felt sure that they were destined to meet again. "And then I'll have my revenge," he muttered to himself. Outside the inn, his old horse, Rosinante, was peacefully eating the grass. D'Artagnan scrambled onto her skinny back. "To Paris, Rosinante!" cried D'Artagnan, as the yellow nag plodded off. "I have an appointment with Monsieur de Tréville, the captain of the king's musketeers."